Before starting with some guided meditation or instruction, I'd like to say a few words about this third aggregate, sanya, that we're presenting as recognition. Sometimes it's closely associated with naming something, naming an experience. It can be as simple as naming a single step. And the recognition might feel wordless, and might come with a simple word or something in between. But it's something that recognizes the something in and of itself as it is, out of the big soup of experience that's going on all the time. And it there's a both an advantage and a disadvantage to this kind of clear recognition of something. The advantage is that there's an opportunity to respect each thing, to be amazed at the particulars of our experience. Disadvantage is that we might pull back into the name or the recognition and almost not be present to really experience it fully. But there is something very special about the recognition, and even the name of something. Imagine that you maybe got a job someplace, company with lots of people, and somehow they decided that you weren't going to have a name. Everyone else had names, but you had no name. It would feel probably pretty alienating, pretty like you're invisible, or you're not really, people aren't really knowing you, or and then one day you hear someone refer to you by your name and, oh, I count, I'm here. And one of the ways to think of recognition as we do this practice is a way of recognizing that contributes to everything being included. No matter what happens in their experience, there could be an attitude of this too. The act of recognition is not, oh no, not this. Anything but this. More subtle, like, well, okay, I'll recognize this, but it doesn't really count. Not that important. But to have the recognition be everything counts, everything is important, equally. This too is included. And so there's a unification, a gathering together that's so central to this process of meditation. Unification, inclusion, not in some vague mush, vague soup, but each thing that occurs is allowed to be itself, in the recognition and included, this too is included in the So then settling in sometimes it's nice to take a few long, slow, deep breaths to begin. And maybe the in-breaths and the out-breaths, taking them fuller or bigger, can be an act of inclusion. Expanding outwards, returning. Expands outwards to include everything, an attitude of inclusion, an exhale, an attitude of everything is welcome here. For the purposes of mindfulness, nothing needs to be excluded. Everything can have its place. Letting the breathing return to normal. And if you stay a few moments with your breathing, or the whole sitting with your breathing, might you be able to feel any ways in which there's resistance, any ways in which there's some exclusion? Some attitude that you've pulled yourself away, or is there a sensation of a division, a divide between what's acceptable and not acceptable in awareness? In recognizing breathing, is there tension in the recognition? A tension of making it other, what would it be like to recognize breathing as part of everything, part of the whole, to be included? This too. Are there stories, ideas, that some things happening are not okay? and other things are preferable. If there is, might you find a way to welcome everything as this too has a place in awareness. This too can be respected, can allow to be its own particularity. There's a way in which, if each thing is allowed to be its own particularity, included in awareness, sometimes it's almost as if it floats in space. As if it floats. Coming and going. Having its unique time to be present in the flow of experience. Is there any tension in the mind, pressure, contraction? That limits your ability to include everything, each in its own particular time. And if there is such tension, this too is included. This too is known, recognized. As you're sitting here, what could you include in awareness so that things are more peaceful? What is being excluded in a way that involves some tension, resistance, or tightening? What relaxation can help allowing everything its time and place and awareness? Not that everything is known, but everything could be known. In relaxed, open awareness, which has the silent attitude, this too as its place. like to think of mindfulness as involving a lot of respect, respecting each thing in its particularity in the moment, respectful enough for us to include an awareness. And we kind of live a different life when awareness has capacity to be inclusive of everything, open and available. Sometimes there's this idea that exists that some people have, that time is linear. So it's like a line, future, another line, one end is a future, the other is a past, and I suppose the present is in the middle. I like to think of the time as being a bowl, a big bowl. As I wander off my thoughts about the past, I'm climbing up the edges of that bowl. Occasionally I fall off the side. Who knows where I am? I'm thinking about the future, I'm climbing up the other side of the bowl. But it's work to do that. And that there's this natural pull of gravity back down to the middle, the bowl, just the present moment. Sometimes I think of fantasy that's nothing about the past and future, just fantasies that involve no time, just fantasy. It's like there's this drone that flew straight up from the bottom of the bowl, up into the clouds. It only has one way to go, which is eventually to return when it runs out of battery. Or finally, something wakes up and realizes that the drone itself was a fantasy and never left. Everything returns. Everything wants to return to the bottom of the bowl, to the present moment. And this is the unification of practice, unification of the mind. And when things are not unified, it means that somehow we're holding it up on one side, or holding it away, or actively climbing the side, or up in the drone. But as we include this too, you might feel or sense that how the holding, the tension, the generating pressure to do or to think, it kind of wants to relax, it wants to release. There can be a kind of inner feeling of, yes, let's include everything so things can come back together in the middle, in whatever way that is. Everything else is work. So you might, as you go about the practice today, see if this simple phrase or attitude, this too, is to be included in awareness. If it's happening, If it arises, if it's there, this too. And if in saying that, maybe it'll, as you include it, you'll maybe feel. It's not easy to include. There's resistance or tension or momentum in another direction. But all that resistance, tension, momentum, that too can be included. This too, to be felt, to be known. So that the way, so the way, so you can know that really everything wants to return to the place of peace. Here and now, inclusive, unified. Each thing can be its own unique thing. But no holding things apart, holding things away. No holding on to things, keeping it some way. So this idea of this too maybe will reveal new dimensions of what can be included in the unified whole. Or this too can help you live at the bottom of the bowl, here and now. And some of these recognitions that we have, it's possible to see clearly their empty nature, insubstantial, no weight. In and of themselves, there's no force and power to do anything. They're empty. So, for example, the bottom of the bowl, currently, is said to be Tuesday. Just a word, has no power, no weight, no substance. But it does mean some of you have practiced discussion. Today. And Andrea and I are online with Inez. And Kim will be sitting in today with Andrea. And may you enjoy your day, maybe finding some degree of peace at the bottom of the bowl, where you can enjoy the view. Thank you.